right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the East End Report. That's right, sponsored by East Quality's Restaurant, deep in the heart of downtown. That's the New Moon Cafe. Believe it or not, 45 years still going strong. How about that? Best Tex-Mex around. Now, north of Texas, of course, or anywhere in the country for that matter. Delicious, delicious stuff. Blue Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, Burger Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, by the way, the great breakfast brunch. Make it a point to head to the Great New Moon Cafe, Montauk Howie's Quag, Mr. Robert DePiro. Sir, how are you today?
Good morning, Mr. Oliver. I'm back in the fold with you after your much-deserved weekend off.
Yeah, it's amazing what a couple of days can do for the body, you know, kind of regenerate, recharge the old battery. Well needed, though.
True.
Lots happening, my friend. A lot is happening. You know, I had on the supervisor of Riverhead during the week, and we spoke about what's happening there with Illuminati and Triple Five and everything else. And listen, I hope everything comes about for those fine folks out there. But we'll wait and see. I know there was a solar panel situation with an offer, $50 million or so, right? But right now, we'll see what happens. We'll see what's going on there. But I know there was a DEC submitted document. Talk about that as a little bit of cause for concern, I guess, right?
Well, according to Supervisor Laura Jen Smith, the documents which she received, I believe former Councilwoman Barbara Blass got a hold of it from the Freedom of Information Act when she handed it over to Laura Jen Smith. The supervisor looked at it and, according to the Riverhead News Review, said, quote, this looks like an airport plans that are submitted. We don't know, but how about this, Jay? Illuminati legacy lives on. How about this? Just coming through from Riverhead Local, always on top of the game. Two former employees of Illuminati have created Gyro Revolution, which is an innovative gyroplane business over at Long Island MacArthur Airport. I think if you look out the window outside the studios, every now and then you'll see these gyroplanes. Now, are you familiar with what that they are, Jay? Because they've been around for quite a while, but no one really ever really talked about them that much.
See, gyroplane. I'm trying to think. Gyro. You know, the only thing I remember of gyro, I've eaten it. No, I am not familiar as far as the plane is concerned. Can you describe it for the folks?
Alex Trebek would give you the, oh, sorry, to that answer. That looks like what they described as, you see all these small airports. It looked like somebody, like a big lawn chair. You'd see something flying. It almost looked like a go-kart. And it was very lightweight. You really would look at something like this and determine that this might not be the safest thing to operate. However, in the age of modern avionics, the company is guided, which is guided by Illuminati's former chief pilot, Robert Lutz. He says modern avionics have made these new gyroplanes. They're safer, they're more fuel efficient, and since they're powered by an airflow, any situation that may arise, you can just safely glide your way back down to the ground. So it's a recreational type of aircraft. You're not certainly taking off from MacArthur Airport and going to Spain. You're pretty much just going to be hovering around the area. But interesting that two of Illuminati's people have gotten together. The other person is the former public relations official, Kirsten Steinhardt. And just to wrap up with Illuminati, I think you probably covered that with the documents now are listed as 555 instead of 555. When in fact it's been Calverton Aviation and Technology, when it's just a lot of names, a lot of names over time, correct, with this story, which we still wait for its finality.
And I know, listen, I know the supervisor's lukewarm on this. I guess at this point, so am I. I mean, how can you trust what's going on within the ranks there? You know, Preston has shown some warts. You know, we've seen about the defaulting, the $10 million, Connecticut, the whole thing, Bienenstock. You know, it's a cast of characters here. You can start a TV show with what's going on here with Luminati. You know, listen, the whole thing is you want to see this come through. You want to see those 1,600 acres occupied. You got 3,000 acres out there, pristine property beyond. It's the crown jewel of the East End without question. Maybe all of Long Island for all we know. I mean, quite frankly, they have not had a lot of luck. You'd like to see some sort of, you know, positive nature come about in the town, the tax rolls and everything else. They need it desperately out there. You cannot have this thing blow up again. How many times you're going to have a deal blow up as far as EPCAL is concerned? You can't have it. Let's keep the fingers crossed. All right, let's
Especially
move
up.
On.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
We're going to go to, we have to make a mention to two very tragic diving incidents that have occurred on the East End in the past 2 months. And it's certainly on everyone's radar, both well known by a lot of people out in the Hampton Bays and Southampton area. And there are fundraising efforts to assist in the recovery from basically what are severe spinal injuries. On June 30th, Dana Barrett grew up in East Quogue, Hampton Bays resident, described as an extremely talented gymnast, dove into a pool in Hampton Bays and sustained what is called either a very severely bruised spinal injury, fracture of the neck. I believe, according to one account, her head made contact with the one part of the pool's concrete as she hit the water. A GoFundMe account has already been set up. Funds are coming in, but there is going to be a need for a constant flow of community funds. This you could tag it on the type of Dana Barrett Strong. And the other event will be in Hampton Bays, a fundraiser event set for Matthew Rayner of Southampton. That will be at the Bordy Barn on, I believe it's on July 20th. He sustained a spinal injury when he dove into a pond in North Sea back in May.
You know, listen, Rob, we spoke about this a lot. Be careful. Bodies of water. You know, listen, I even told you yesterday, I don't even dive into any oceans anymore, sandbars and everything. You just don't know. You got to be smart. You know, you feel bad for the Barrett kid. I mean, she was an athlete beyond, and, you know, it's just a tough situation. My goodness. How something like that could change your entire life. It's just be careful. Be vigilant when you go into the water. Be very careful. Very careful. And really, that's the bottom line. That's a tough story for me to fathom. It really is.
Yeah.
Tough one.
Very tough story. Hey, Jay, tomorrow morning, Riverhead Local also just putting this through. Lewis Street in Riverhead is going to be a ceremony. It's going to be renamed Dashaun J. Griggs Way. If you remember, of course, everyone definitely remembers the technical sergeant. He was an Air National Guardsman out of West Hampton. He, along with three other members of the 106th Air Rescue Unit in West Hampton, their Pave Hawk military helicopter went down in Iraq. Two others were killed, two other guardsmen. And Dashaun grew up on Lewis Street with his grandparents. He went to Riverhead High School. So that's going to be a pretty cool ceremony that will kick off tomorrow.
Done. Well deserved too, for those fine folks. Remember the incident like it was yesterday. That was a tough one, but well done. A lot of these towns doing the right thing and everything else, and rightfully deserved, no question. Let's do a couple of more, Rob. You have this former Southampton Town Planning Board member. What's the latest regarding this Jim Zizi, felony charges now? I guess he accepted a lot of money from a couple of customers without doing the work. We've spoken about these types of incidents prior. What's the latest regarding Zizi here?
Yeah, and he was a former planning board member, too. So this isn't just, you know, someone who, you know, came in, operated a business for a little bit and took the money and ran. The charges against Zizzi, and they're felony charges, Jay, the claims, the accusations are that he took about $234,000 from two customers, failed to do the work that is promised. Southampton Press says that the former resident of East Quogue, who now lives in Naples, committed these crimes in two incidents between November 2014 and December 2015. And he had a longtime Quogue-based company, Zizzi Construction Corporation. Just to wrap up, the documents say that he's been charged with second-degree grand larceny, also charged with third-degree grand larceny. First-degree grand larceny is amounts anything bigger than $50,000. That's pretty much, you know, the biggie. But he was already arraigned on May 16th. He pled not guilty. So now it's just going to be a matter of a court case. So that's kind of surprising when you have someone that's a planning board member that has been accused of this, longtime builder on the East End.
Yeah, and listen, we've seen that too many times, these types of stories. And ironically, you know, a builder, and thinking you can get away with that stuff, you're not performing the work, my goodness. All right, we'll end it with this. You know, anything going on with the Shinnecocks, you know, it's like the same old deal. You know, you had a restraining order from the attorney general. You know, I got to tell you, I'm a little down on Letitia James these days. I don't know what the situation, highly regarded and everything else. We love to hear. I don't know what's going on. But quite frankly, you know, it seems like these billboards, the 61 feet and everything else right on Sunrise there, will prevail. What do you know? What's the latest? I know they have the advertising and everything else going on. Give me the latest. What's happening?
There's been more sizable business ads popping up on these billboards. The initial concern from the Indian Nation was that the stop work order was going to prevent them from really generating anything really other than businesses that were based on the reservation. But too many new ads are popping up that are not on the reservation. I think I mentioned to you New York Blood Center, which runs a lot of advertising on a lot of city stations, as well as other businesses are popping up. I'm kind of getting the feeling now that the tower that is on the south side of Sunrise Highway will never come down. It will never stop being operational. I would then believe that the billboard on the north side will probably never be built, because everything has a stop work order. I don't know if you could probably just keep issuing stop work orders. I don't think that they expire and then you go on and rebuild. But that the southern side, I think, is here to stay. I cannot imagine it coming down. And if you're in the business sense, the Indian Nation probably did a real smart thing by hastily constructing this and then getting it in operation. It's my guess that the wrap up, that's here to stay.
Unreal. The back and forth continues. Listen, it's tough to combat at this point in time, is trying to find some sort of resolution here. But we'll see what happens. Rob's report in fine fashion as always. Brought to you by the great New Moon Cafe. 45 years, folks. Best Tex-Mex around. No question. Anywhere in the country, it's number one. That's right. Blue Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, Burger Wednesdays, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, breakfast, brunch. Make it a point, folks, to head to that wonderful New Moon Cafe we've been telling you about. Montauk Highway, East Quogue. Robert, a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it, my friend. We'll talk soon.
You too, Jay. Talk to you next week.
There you go. Good stuff there. Lots happening out in the Hamptons these days.